What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Thursday, the 6th of August. Got it right that time. Well, to your ears, I got it right that time. I've just re-recorded it four times, and I got my words tongue-tied. So this time, I've said Thursday, the 6th of August, and that's what it is. That's the way it's going to stay. It's very warm, though. I'll tell you what, I wish I'd have done this earlier and not left it till the middle of the bloody heat, because I want to be outside. And I'm absolutely sweating. I need to wear some different attire. I think I need to change my uniform for when it's warm like this. Maybe I need to have some like podcast speedos, sponsored speedos, maybe. With like sponsored by Benson and Hedges, or you know, like they did in the, you know, they do on the snooker when they've got like some really shit company sewn on the back of their shirts or something, like double glazing. Barry's double glazing, telephone number, or in the darts they've got them. I could have that on my speedos. Not that anybody see it, because nobody watches the videos, but you know they're there, so they're there if you need them. I'm there if you need me. Anyway, hope you're well. It's been scorching, and it's getting even warmer. It's coming even warmer, I was going to say then. 40 degrees coming at you. Saharan blowtorch is going to blast the country 700 miles wide. So somewhere's going to miss out then, because we're not even 700 miles long, are we? Are we? There we are. We're longer than 700 miles. So someone's not going to get any. Probably Scotland again. We'll be getting some 40 degree temperatures. That's unheard of. We don't get that too often in England. So I'll have to get myself a lollipop in each hand, like or a lollipop in, you know, like cowboy, where they've got the two guns in the holsters. We'll have to have speedos walking down the beach or walking down the seafront or whatever, with two like ice creams in there or two lollipops, and you pull one out, you eat that one, start sucking on that one, and you pull the other one out like it's a gun, start sucking on that one, and take it in turns like that. The beach cowboy, that's what they call me. Anyway, yeah, so we're getting some good weather. It's going to be 2 or 3 days worth, so unfortunately I've missed most of it because I've been working, and now I've just decided I've got to get this podcast done. I shouldn't tell you this, should I? This is meant to be professional. You wouldn't get this on the news, would you? People saying, oh, God, I want to go outside. I want to go outside. Can I not read it, tell you about all the, you know, the coronavirus stuff? I'm starving. I want to go get something to eat. Anyway, these guys made a mess of his marriage proposal. He proposed to his girlfriend. I was going to say his wife then. He proposed to his girlfriend. He's a hapless fiancé. He left a load of candles on the floor saying, will you marry me? And then went out to meet her, to bring her home. And he's got all balloons and all that kind of stuff. And when they've walked in, the place had burnt down. The candles had burnt the flat down. So it was like, I mean, like, you know, they're safe, luckily, but the flat is destroyed head to toe. There's not even like a little bit, anything left. It's totally destroyed. She said yes, luckily, but she's got nothing left. So they'll have to put the wedding back a year or two. And they're now waiting for the insurance to get in touch, but I don't think the insurance is going to cover candles on the floor saying, will you marry me? Maybe they will. Maybe they'll have to be tugging on the old, you have to get the right person who's like, you know, loves marriage and like is romantic. If someone's just got divorced, they ain't going to be giving you anything. So yeah, that's a shame. Because it was all going so well, and is a romantic thing to do. The most romantic thing I've ever seen, burning the flat down in order to get the hand of your good lady. There's this, a woman found a chicken nugget from McDonald's. I mean, McDonald's food's bad enough anyway, but a chicken nugget's bad enough from McDonald's anyway. The fucking food contents in it, maybe, or the health benefits of it. But they've just found a McNugget, and they've opened it up, and there was like a, what's it called, a coronavirus mask in it. Somebody's battered a coronavirus mask and chucked it in the chicken nuggets, and they've turned it, and it's turned up, and they fucking opened it up, and there's this mask, blue mask inside. That's fucking disgusting, but non-surprising, because people who work at McDonald's, I mean, I'm not going to generalise here, but there's a few people who work at McDonald's who don't really want to work at McDonald's, and they're just doing it just to pass through and get a few weeks' work. So they're the ones who are spitting in the burgers and fucking throwing masks in the chicken nuggets. So you could find it's got more nutritional value than most of the usual fucking chicken nuggets anyway. But anyway, so check your food. If you get anything from McDonald's, always double check underneath the bun and the stuff and see if anybody's left you anything that shouldn't be there. Not that you'd probably see it because it's probably hidden away, but I mean, you're going to be very unlucky to be the person who finds it, but it does happen. I know people who've worked there, so I know it does happen. Anyway, the Proclaimers are getting a hard time, literally, for they're putting their song to the I Would Work 500 Miles, the song that's like, I mean, they must make fucking thousands off that, because it's on everything all year round. It's like Christmas time, everything. It's, you always hear it, don't you? It's been going for about 20 years, and now they've got it on a Viagra advert. They put it on, why that would lend itself to a Viagra advert, you know, I would walk 500 miles just to be that man who walked 1,000 miles. What's that got to do with getting a hard on? What's that got to do with having sex? Nothing. But somehow they've managed to crowbar it into a Viagra advert as well, so they're going to be making a fortune off that as well. And some people are going to be getting, you know, encouraged to buy Viagra on the back of the advert. Well, not me. I can tell you that right now. That doesn't make me feel sexy or make me want to get attempt to get a hard on in the slightest. Who were misses? But anyway, maybe I'll wait and see when the time comes. If I need it, I'll pick a song of my choosing. Thank you, and it won't be the Proclaimers. It'll be something a little bit more, you know, a little bit more fucking reggae, or a bit more funky, or a bit more lovers rock, or something like that. Something a little bit, a bit sexy. Anyway, talk about music that's not sexy. Ozzy Osbourne. His music's far from sexy, but there's a lot of fucking people there's a lot of people who shagged to Black Sabbath. It's not exactly the sexiest music you'd ever hear, but I bet there's some people going at it hammer and tongue. I bet, you know, they'll probably eat a whole pack of Viagra and go through a whole fucking cocaine, everything you can think of, all night long. And there'll be Black Sabbath heavy metal music all night long as well. And they'll be nailing things. It'll be like heavy metal, isn't it? So they'll be putting nails in things, let's put it that way. Orgies and everything. That's what I imagine. The groupies and all that stuff, isn't it? You know, like fucking them rockers, they get down, don't they? I haven't saw that thing about the Motley Crue, but, you know, apparently they were no shrinking violets. Let's put it that way. I don't think they needed much Viagra. They just needed fucking loads of drugs, loads of booze, and loads of girls, and they just got it down. And they just got to work. I mean, that was a fucking... I bet they got tired of it. I was like, fucking hell, I can't be bothered. I just want to watch the telly. I just want to watch Netflix or something like that if it was around. I don't want to have sex with these five girls that are knocking at the door. God, give me a break. Anyway, so Ozzy Osbourne, but anyway, what was I talking about? He believes in aliens, but he doesn't believe in the afterlife. He believes in there must be aliens. I believe that as well, but I also believe, I don't think I believe in the afterlife, but I believe there's something more than, I like to think there's something more around, not heaven and hell, but if there is, I want to get party hell. Well, there's got to be a third place for me, party. I don't want to go to hell like on that film Event Horizon, where it's just pure having your skin peeled off and fucking razor blades through your eyeballs for eternity. I don't want any of that. I don't want to be in heaven where it's boring as shit, where everyone's just sitting around like drinking tea and just, you know, and cucumber sandwiches watching cricket. No, thank you. I want the party place where it's fucking, you know, a bit of hedonism, maybe a bit of a cross between the two, halfway hotel. But anyway, he said he doesn't believe in it, but he believes in aliens. And he's from Birmingham, so whatever he says goes. All right, because I'm from Birmingham, and whatever I say goes as well. Even if it's absolute nonsense, it goes, as far as I'm concerned anyway. So yeah, and him and his wife have been driving each other mad in lockdown. It's crazy, isn't it, when you're a couple. So a lockdown, and you're put together you know, it's like when you go on holiday with somebody and you're stuck in, there's just the two of you. It's, holidays have put a lot of relationships to the test, you know, because you're going away. I mean, you're seeing each other every few days and you're getting on. You're seeing each other every few days, you're getting on. And then you go on holiday together. All of a sudden, you're together 7 days it's a test, especially when you're stuck in the apartment, and it's like, it can be, I've seen people's relationships have crumbled under that. You've still got to get out and about and split up, or, you know, you go that way, I'll go that way, we'll meet back here at 5 o'clock and we'll still get on. If we go sightseeing together, we are not going to get on, and it's going to be fucking, you know, we've got 4 more days of the holiday left, and I want to enjoy it, not to look at your miserable face, and that's how it's going to kick off. Britain's most useless burglar is back in jail after caught breaking into an empty house. He broke into an empty house, so he didn't get away with anything, that's good. And he usually falls asleep in the bath, and he drinks his victim's booze and then eats the food as well. So he's a cheeky bastard, basically. But luckily, he broke into an empty house. That's like a good setup, that, isn't it? Have a house that's like empty and just make it look like it's not empty, and make it look like everybody's away somehow, and just like have people burgle it and then nick them. It's like undercover burglary, undercover house or whatever. And then as soon as they fucking try and break in, you've got them. That's a bit better than the FBI setting up people to fucking murder people, and then the people wouldn't have attempted to murder the people had the FBI not set it up, and then put them in jail for the rest of their life. That's really dirty tricks. what's it called? Bored Brits stuck at home this is crazy. Bored Brits who are stuck at home are using a bizarre website to look out of other people's windows. What's it called? Windowswap.com. So you basically get somebody else's window up on your computer and you look staring out of their window. If you're bored of looking out your own window, you can just go and look out of somebody else's window through your computer. So it's a good idea, but it's just ridiculous. It's stupid. So you can be like looking out at somebody else's. Imagine like somebody in Tuscany. You can look out at somebody's Tuscany window over the fields, over the wine fields and whatever else. Or you can look out at somebody's block of flat window in Druid's Heath in Birmingham, where I'm from. And that is not going to be a pretty sight. But at the same time, if you're sitting in a nice flat in Tuscany and you're bored of that view and you want to get fucking and rough it a little bit, but you don't actually want to go to Druid's Eve in Birmingham, you can do it through the through this app and look out of somebody's window at the block of flats. You probably see all sorts going on. You probably see burglaries. You probably see drug deals, prostitution. You see it all. It might be your new viewing. You might forget Netflix. That's boring. I want to fucking get back to this block of flats in Druid's Eve. It's fucking all happening out of that window. It's fucking never a dull day. Right, I think I'm going to leave it on one more thing. A drug dealer advertised half-price cocaine to customers when the football team scored. That's good, isn't it? So if your football team... Who's it? What team is it? Portsmouth? He's got caught and he's been jailed, but how did he manage that? I don't know how he managed to get caught, but at the same time, that's quite good if you're a football fan and you're a drug dealer and your team scores and he gives you an half-price deal. I think that's enterprising. I think you've got to give him a lenient sentence on the back of him being probably a quite astute businessman. And also, you know, think of how many football fans are down to football, pissed, and they're all like fucking a bit loose with their money, and you know, easily tempted. Half price comes at you. You probably would have bought it full price. Half price comes at you, and you like that fucking back of the net. That's fucking, I'll buy fucking 4 of them off you, mate. That's like a goal for me. I don't care if we lose now. I've got all I want. And I'm out all night. My missus is fucking going to kick me out. And, you know, I'll be wondering what the fuck happened this time tomorrow. And I'll tell you what happened. Your team scored. So there you go. That's what you get if you support a team that's good at scoring and you've got a drug dealer on speed dial. Right, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. And I'll see you again tomorrow. See you later. Bye.